This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm at the Innovation Concept Academy. I'm with Judge Jimmy Edwards, who has created a very novel concept here. Can you tell us a little bit about this academy that you have created here in St. Louis?
Right, the Innovative Concept Academy was founded in 2009. The purpose of the academy was to address the zero tolerance law in the state of Missouri. All states in the United States have zero tolerance laws, and that is where children, usually juvenile age children, are removed from school due to infractions or low-level misdemeanors, and somehow they get connected in the court system, and as a result of that, they end up with criminal records and unable to get jobs, go to college, or hold any type of professional license. I just simply thought that that was the wrong approach, and the reason that I believe it to be the wrong approach is because zero tolerance laws in every single state in the United States of America has a vast adverse effect on African-American children and on brown children. And give you some example, in Missouri, there are over 800,000 children that attend school K through 12. African-American children make up only 9% of that population. Yet, they are 68% of the expulsions and suspensions in the state of Missouri. And these children were being put out of school with nowhere to go, administratively and legally dropped out of school. And so these are children that are on the street that I wanted to capture. And so initially I was interested in protecting about 35 children.
Okay.
After about a month, I realized that I was going to have over 200 children, and our highest number has been 500 children in this school. And the purpose being to educate them, to address the discipline problems that they had, to make sure that they had the ability to graduate with a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to give the listeners some background, you are the 22nd Judicial Circuit in the 22nd Judicial Circuit Court. So you're actually doing this as an extra service that you're providing. What in your career, what was the defining moment that you said, I'm going to do this, something has to be done? Was there some particular event that caused you to just say, to invest your time and your resources?
Well, oftentimes we say somebody else will do it and at some time in the future. Unfortunately, that was just not good enough for me. In our school, or the poorest children, or the kids that are the most at risk in our state. And I tell my children every single day that there is no measurable difference between them and me. I grew up in the city of St. Louis. I grew up very, very poor. And I like to tell the children that I rose out of the ashes of poverty. I rose out of the ashes of violence. All of the same things that they are experiencing. And because I have experienced that, I think it's incumbent upon me to address issues and to try to make it better for them. I mean, I can't help but think every day that I sit in my courtroom, but for the grace of God, go out. I contemplate that every single day in my courtroom because I know that if others did not help me, my life could have gone in an entirely different direction. And because of that, I believe that it is incumbent upon me. In fact, I believe we all embody the hopes of children. And if pure strangers won't help, then these kids will never succeed. And that's the reason that I do what I do.
Now, you've taken us on a tour of the school, and it's a fascinating program you have. You have even a boxing gym in there. I was very surprised to see that. You also have home economics classes. You have a very high-level workout facilities here. This is a novel program. How come these types of programs aren't catching on in some of the other major cities?
Well, I think that since 2009, I've had an opportunity to go all over the country and talk about this model. This is the only model of its type in the United States of America at this time. But other juvenile court facilities and family court facilities are definitely taking a look at it. For example, I visited with the folk in Chicago who really understand that it makes more sense to keep kids in school and out of court. I've talked to the folk in Illinois, particularly in Chicago and Ohio and other places that understand that unless we correct this problem with our children, unless we truly rehabilitate them so that there is no recidivism, there is no recidivating and no retrenchment, unless we are able to provide services for them that will give them an opportunity, then we're wasting our time. People ask me, how do we fix children? Well, it's relatively easily. You give them an education and you give them a job. And unless they are educated, they can't get a job. And so those are the two factors that I believe that will address the criminal issues that we have with young adults and certainly the delinquency issues that we have with children.
Last question. We saw a chess exhibition earlier where we had Grandmaster Maurice Ashley, Yasser Sirwan, Jennifer Shahadi playing practically all of the students here in the institution or in the academy. What is the chess program like here, and are you working with the chess club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis in some of your programs?
Yeah, the St. Louis Chess Club and Scholastic Center is a partner. We collaborated at the outset. And so the chess club has been with me for 5 years now. Every child in my school is required to take chess. Chess is a life lesson game. While it is a cerebral game, while it is a wonderful game for those people that are intellectual, but for my kids, it teaches something different. What it teaches my kids to deliberate, not to be too impulsive. And so the analogy is that if you move too quickly or if you're impulsive in the game of chess, you lose your queen, you lose the game. But in life, if you move too quickly, if you don't think one or two, three steps ahead, then you can lose your life. See, in chess, while it is a wonderful game for the intellects, it is a game of survival. It's a game of life and death for children in the inner city. And so it serves so many purposes. Yes, it's a cerebral game. Yes, it requires deliberation. But more importantly, they take that game and they apply it to the life on the streets, the tough streets of the city of St. Louis.
Well, you really have a fascinating program here, and I'm glad I came out to see the academy that you have here. And hopefully this is the first of many initiatives to happen around St. Louis and the rest of the country. Thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll be seeing you later on at 4 o'clock at the panel discussion.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off with the Chess Drum.
Okay, how are you doing?